Shalom Aleichem, Mr. Yisrael. We are continuing the previous shir on the topic of Akum Sheshavas V'Oisek B'Torah. We saw the Rambam holds of the Yisur Tchidush Das. The Rambam holds that even if he's Stam Nach, he's Stam resting, it is also Aser. And we will continue with a Me'iri in Sanhedrin and in Ches Am Beis. Writes the Me'iri, Ben Noach She'ri'inuhu Mischaseit V'Koveh La'atzmo Yimei Menucha V'Shabbos O Yom Tif Roi Le'anosh Afal Pisha Eino Nerag, Velosov Dovrubik Shekovea as Atzmal Shalano, Vuhu Aramus Khan Bagoshi Shabbas, Shaonshim, Onso, Omrim La Oshi Kabbalah of all mitzvahs, Ola Yachadish Benimus of Mishalano, Afbisha Kabbalah Atzma Yomim Acherim, Kemosha Omru Khan, Afbishani Bishabbas, Shain Menichamos of the Hadish Bobo Yom Chagla Atzma, Lishbos Bomitaris Chak, she's a Nira Kemosha Humibne Amenu. Yilmadu acherim menu aval shar mitzvah ein monu mimenu shereyamu lekabel korbanosu v'tzidkosu v'chein adim v'masak b'torah. Writes the Me'iri that Benoach, if we see him trying to be a chassid and he makes a day of Shabbos or Yontif, he is fitting to be punished even though he's not killed. And not only that, when he is not only is he not allowed to make Shabbos, but even if he makes other days into Shabbos, even Monday Shabbos, he's also not allowed to do, because it would seem that he is a Jew and that other people are going to learn from him, but other mitzvahs we don't prevent him from doing. We're allowed to be makabalos karbanos and his stakos, and same applies to Esek HaTorah, that a goy is not allowed to be Osek B'Torah. So it would seem that from the words of the Me'iri that a goy sheshavas b'yom shel Yisrael, that Reish Lakish says is aser, is only when he does it like a Jew. Bishikoveya es atzmo al shelanu, writes the Miri, when he's kovei himself an hour a day. And he also writes that we say to him, either be makabel all mitzvahs, or don't be machadish benimusav mishelanu. Don't add on. So that's like pshat what we said in the Rambam, that he has his sheva mitzvahs, he's not allowed to add. And the nafkamina would be that to be makayim Shabbos baroi, like eno mitzvah v'yose, just to be makabel schar, not to be koveya, a new religion would be mutter. Not to be koveya, to be mechadish benimusav mishalanu is mutter, like the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud. However, the Me'iri also writes that the reason is that he shouldn't look like he's mibnei amenu, v'yilmadu acherim imenu. So that's not like we said pshat in the Rambam. Rambam, we said pshat, is that he has to keep his sheva mitzvahs. He's not allowed to add, he's not allowed to subtract. That's why it's usher to have his own Shabbos. The Me'iri says he's not allowed to have his own Shabbos because he's going to look like a Jew and other people are going to learn from him. However, we have to understand Bishlema, that the Reish Lakish says that if he keeps Shabbos like a Jew, people are going to think he's a Jew and they're going to learn from him. But Ravina says that he's not allowed to keep it even on Monday. So it's shver to say that people are going to learn from him to keep Shabbos on Monday. But again, it seems that there is a different understanding between the Rambam and the Me'iri. The Rambam says the Yisur is Chidush Das, he has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs and no more. And the Me'iri holds that the problem is that people are going to learn from him. That's why he's not allowed to add on mitzvahs. In the Mishnah Melech, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Melachim, Melachot Zayin, he brings the kasha of the Yafei Toar. And the Maimer of Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Torah could have started Me'achodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodeshim. And he says that if that's the case, how could Rabbi Yitzchak say, as quoted in the beginning of Chumash, that the Torah could have started from Me'achodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodeshim and not from Bereishis? But then we wouldn't have known the Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So what's the Havamina to start with Me'achodesh Zelechem and not Bereishis if we wouldn't know the Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? So answers the Mishnah Lamelech that it's not a kasha, because those haTorah share some osha of Bnei Yisrael. Torah is for Jews, but Bnei Noach can keep it because they have a tradition. So lechora, we have to understand this teretz, because according to the Rambam, a goy has to be Makai Mitzvahs because Hashem commanded him. So you can't do it because you get a Kabbalah from your father. Mishael HaMelech says, no, don't worry about B'nai Noach. They don't need Bereishis because they can do the mitzvahs because they have a Kabbalah Me'avim. But the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says they have to keep it because it was commanded in the Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Hadra Kushe L'Duchdei, the question is reinstated. How can we start from a Chodesh HaSeh Lachem? You need Bereishis to teach you the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Because they have to keep the mitzvahs Al Torah. So we could be Miyashev based on the Meshech Chochma and Parshas V'Zois HaBracha and the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Writes the Meshech Chochma, V'nei HaTorah Kula Klolos Yisrael Ba'atzmam Rov V'Shamu Hashem Adabri L'Moshe V'tem Eidai K'mo Shehifli L'Dabri B'Zeh HaIkrim V'Hashem Ken Amamin V'Sibas Oso Sumovsim Ein Atzlula V'Amitus K'Amitas Hamuchosh V'chein Af Mitzis B'nei Noyach The Torah, the Jews saw it, and they heard God speak to Moshe, and you're my witnesses. As the Ikrim says, we were there. Mashen came. Person who believes because of miracles, that's not as good as seeing it and experiencing God Himself talking. So therefore, even Mrs. B'nai Noach, they're commanded because God commanded Moshe that they have to keep them. And not because Adam and Noach were mitzdave. In other words, when the Jews are keeping the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach, they're only keeping it als Hashem Yisbarach commanding Moshe at Sinai. But not because Adam and Noach were commanded. But the B'nai Noach einam mitzuvim rak minivyehem. They have their own, they were commanded by their own Nevi'im. And that's why they have to keep their Torah. We keep the Torah because we were commanded by God. We experienced it. And even when we're keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, it's also all our experience. Everything we keep, there's 613 of ours, 677 more. Kaminyan Keser. So that's Gevaldik for us. We experienced it. But they don't have to keep it all to us. They have to keep it because they're Nevi'im. Received it. So the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are not a Chiyuv Torah like the Taryag Mitzvahs. Torah is a Morasha Shel Yisrael. When we're keeping Torah, that's our inheritance. And in the Torah it says that the Goyim have a tradition with their prophets that they have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. So now we understand the Teretz and the Kasha. Mishael HaMelech brings the Kasha, the Yafei Torah, that the Torah could have started with HaChodesh HaSelechem and not Bereishis, for the Yafei Torah. No, we needed Bereishis for the Zayin Mitzvahs. So the answer is no. As the Mishael HaMelech brings, in the name of the Yafei Torah, he says that B'nai Noach don't need the Bereishis because they can be Nizhar B'Kabbalas and Me'aviyam. So when they're Makabal Al-Yidei Nevi'ayam, that's because God commanded. In other words, God commanded Moshe and he told them that their Nevi'am were commanded in these and these mitzvahs. In other words, it has to be al pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be Achrei Hadas, but it's still Ali Dei Nevi'ehem. So the Teretz is good now. They didn't need to be. We didn't need to write Sefer Bereishis because of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Because our mitzvahs we do Al Sinai, that came after Azvech Chodesh Zelachem. And their mitzvahs, they're going to keep, not because of Echorei Adas, we said according to the Rambam it can't be Echorei Adas, not going to be Echorei Adas. It's going to be because their Nevi'im received this tradition. And God told Moshe, their Nevi'im received this tradition, that's not Echorei Adas anymore. It's not because they decided. So again, we can do away with Bereishis. Start with Acholish Zelachem. And then their Nevi'im will tell them the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And it's not a steer to the Rambam, because they're still not doing it Al Techorei Hadas. They're doing it because their Nevi'im told them. The Meiri also writes, V'chein adinim asak b'tarish shalala kavan eskiyum ikra mitzvah seho. El shalibo chafet leire liadiyas tarasenu v'talmudenu. Roi le'anish b'pnei sh'b'nei adim svur malav shum yishalano v'yavor litos achrov. Same thing as Esek HaTorah. If he just wants to learn, to know Torah, not to be Mekayim his mitzvahs, but to learn, he should be punished. Because then people are going to think he's a Jew and they're going to make a mistake and follow him. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Entes Amar Aleph, it's an inheritance for us and not for them. It says Adam, that an Adam has to keep the Torah. So halamatish afilu akum va'osik b'Torah harei u'kakoyin gadol. So any Adam, even an Akum, is as holy as a Kohen Gadol. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, that an Akum is not allowed to learn Torah? You see that an Akum is also like the Torah, is like the Kohen Gadol. And just the Gemara, Hasam Sheva Mitzvahs Ditu. That's talking about the Sheva Mitzvahs. Sheva Mitzvahs are allowed to learn. The other Mitzvahs they're not allowed to. So you have to be Mistapek, and their Zion Mitzvahs is the pshat that they're allowed to be osek, and there's no iser that an akum that's osek b'tar is chayiv misa, it's a heter, or no, they're chayiv to be osek in their zayin mitzvahs in order to know all the pirtei dinim. And the Rambam in Dibur HaMaschil zayin mitzvahs ditu, the Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil zayin mitzvahs ditu writes, Oskim b'halachos oisim zayin mitzvahs lios b'kiyim b'hem. Rashi says that in their zayin mitzvahs they should be osik in halachos to be a baki in them. So we can say that not only is there no isur to be osik in zayin mitzvahs, they're mechuyev. Like the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Vichos Talmud Torah Lecha Gimel, chayev liskor melamid lebino lelamdo, ve'eino chayev lelamed. So a person is chayav, at least he's not going to teach his son to hire a melamed. And if somebody's father didn't teach him, he has to teach himself when he gets old enough. It says we matatem osam ushmartem lasosam. Chena tamotze b'chol makom shatam kodem lemaisa bnei shatam maybe lidei maisa veina maisa maybe lidei talmud. Talmud comes first because talmud brings to maisa. Maisa doesn't bring to talmud. They have to learn in the Maritim Osam in order to Ushmaritim Lasosam in order to do. So if his father doesn't teach him, he has to learn it on his own. So the Kesef Mishnah says, V'chein atamotze b'chom makom, shatamud kodem, that's at the end of the first parak of Kedushin. V'tevis v'chein enu nocheli, what's this v'chein? What's this v'chein? The Madna Lashon. First it says that if your father didn't teach you, you have to teach yourself. And you owe, and similarly, v'chein. And so you find in every place that Talmud comes before Maisa. What's this v'chein? So the Kesef Mishnah says that Hachi Kamar, Afo Pishal Limdo Aviv, Chai V'lamed Es Atzma. Even though your father didn't teach you, you have to teach yourself. B'teida Shi Mitzvah B'tzuvah B'kach Shem Atzinu B'chol Makom Kodem Atamud Lemaisa, and Venesha Talmud may be de Maisa. Omiachashu Chayav Lasus, Chayav Ulilmud. So you should know this is true. Because we find in every place that first comes Talmud and then Maisa. And since Talmud brings to Maisa, since he's Chayav to do Maisa, he's Chayav learning, to learn. So you see there's a Chi of Talmud Torah, Midinu Limaratem Osam, Ushmaratem Las Osam. If you're Chayav to do, you're Chayav to learn. And since they're chayav to do, every Jew is chayav to do, he's also chayav to learn in order to know what to do. And that's in addition to the regular chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, famously, Kol ish mi Yisrael chayav v'Talmud Torah b'yom v'layla, shenemar, v'higisa b'yom v'layla, everybody has to learn. So that's one din in Talmud Torah, everybody has to learn. There's another din in order to learn, to know what to do. And in this din, Bnei Noach are also shaykh, because they have to keep their seven mitzvahs. They have to be bekiyim behem, as Rashi says. I once saw a sefer on Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noach. There are a few out, but I saw one mamish, like 600-700 pages of Mar Makomos and Diyunim and Lundas. We gotta get that out to all the goyim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe made a grois shturim. We have to teach the goyim the Zayin mitzvahs. They have to be bekiyim behem. They should be calling up Rabbanim and asking shaylas. How do I keep dinim? What's considered gezel? What's gila arayis? If to ask, to keep the Zayin mitzvahs. In Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Mem Zayin, Sifat Dalet, it says that women make berachas Torah. Beis Yosef says there are two reasons. One, because they have to learn their dinim. And two, is because they daven and they have to say Parshas Karbonis. In Yoredeus, in Reish Mevav, Sivav, the Ramah writes, "Makom chayavas isha lulmod dinim ha-shayachim li'isha." So women have to learn the dinim that are shayach to them. So this isn't a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like the Bir Hagra says. The Ramah says, though, that they have to learn the dinim that are shaykh to an isha. And the Gra says, but they're not chayav mitzvah Talmud Torah. So why then are they making berachas Torah? Because they can make any time there's a mitzvah tishas mangor, you're not, they're not chayav to learn. But whenever they're not chayav in a mitzvah, they make a bracha. We just had sukkahs. So women made a bracha on Arba Minim, they're not chayiv, they make a bracha. So Talmud Torah, so they're not chayiv, they make a bracha. So according to the Beis Yosef, they can make a bracha alts dinim hanoagim behem. But they have to learn that dinim that are noag. The Ramah also brings that down. But the Gra says, it's not true. You can't make a bracha alts dinim that they're noag, that's the Torah that they're learning. Because they're not learning that Torah, mitzvah Talmud Torah. They're learning just to know what to do. So the Gra says they're making the bracha, making a bracha, even though you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha brings an afgamina, the dina between the Beis Yosef and the Gra. Ayin Sham. So the Fizeh, we can say the same thing about the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah of Bnei Noach. They also have to learn their dinim. So just like a woman is chayef to learn her dinim, a woman has to know hilchas lashon hara, a woman has to know hilchas tefillah, a woman has to know hilchas Shabbos, a woman has to know hilchas afreshes challah, a woman has to know hilchas tznius, a woman has to know hilchas yantif, a woman has to know hilchas, a woman has to know hilchas tefillah, a woman has to know hilchas trumas and maaseris, a woman has to, everything that a woman does, she has to know. My goodness, a woman has to know so much. So, just like a woman has to know, the guy also has to know his Zayin mitzvahs. Because when you have to keep, you have to know what you're keeping. You have to know what to do, what to keep. The Drisha and Aruch Chaim Mem Zayin Oz Beis. He writes, Kasav Mari Filu Nashim Bevarachas Osa. The mitzvah lam lulmar am mitzvah samachuyavus bahem bafilu nachri amru vodazara nachri esu b'tara tavyesu mikoyen gadol. Mutaratim atos shari ba'osek b'zayim mitzvah shenet stave. So the Derisha compares the chiyuv talmud Torah of a woman to the chiyuv talmud Torah of a ben Noach. They both have to know the mitzvahs that they're chayiv in. So we can say that a nachri, it's oisek b'tara, supposed to be osek in Zion mitzvahs. It's not only that it's a heter, but it's mamash achiyuv. But as we suggested in the previous year, what's not shaykh to a Zion mitzvahs maybe it would be mutter if he's just doing it to be makabel schar, not to be mechadish adas. That's definitely a debatable point. And there's also an Isser besides that of Ein Mosrim Torah La'akum. So if that's the Pshat, then maybe for himself he's allowed to do it, even as he's allowed to do it if he's doing it not Al Tzmitzuveh. And then when it comes to being Moser it, maybe that's what the Isser Messir is adding. That it doesn't matter why he's doing it, but you're not allowed to be Moser no matter what. Akopanim, this is just Pitputei Doraisa. It's not anything that you should, the last few things that I said, that you should take too seriously. Just thinking out loud a little bit. But the Meiri writes that if he's Osek B'Torah, not to know how to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, he just wants to know our Torah, he's royally onish, because people are going to make a mistake. V'yavol lito sacharov. But as we mentioned, the Rambam doesn't say v'yavol lito sacharov. Rambam says the problem is chiddush does. So Baruch Hashem, we have more to think about, more yisodos, and we should be zocha lilmod ulamid lishma v'lasos ulekaimis kol divrei sam utaras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom sviyisim.